Welcome to the Great America Show. Hello, everybody, and thanks for being with us. I'm all fired up today because some in the left-wing media have decided that you and I are voting against President Biden and the Marxist Democrats this year because we're tired of fighting COVID for 2 years, and now we're upset by higher prices for everything, and we hate the uncertainty created by Vladimir Putin and his brutal war against Ukraine. Now, all of that is true, but it doesn't go nearly far enough. Politico's Ben White reports an 11-year low in the University of Michigan's Consumer Confidence Index, combined with the CNBC survey that shows 81% of us expect a recession this year. And Gallup's polling shows 81% of Americans cite inflation as the top issue, the highest level in almost four decades. That's enough for most to vote against the party that has taken total control of our federal government, the White House, the Senate, the House. But there's so much more at work in our national politics this election year. Democrats are in trouble because of all the reasons Ben White cites, but some other important issues drive the national disgust with Biden and the Marxist Dems. Consider President Biden's orders to keep our southern border wide open so the highest number of illegal immigrants in history could cross from Mexico into the United States. And that was just in Biden's first year. Now Biden has covertly released 1.6 million illegals into our country and without any condition at all. I think Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal or surrender and the tragic spectacle he created in Kabul, in which the Taliban killed 13 of our service members as our aircraft lifted off, leaving behind thousands of Americans and Afghan allies and almost $100 billion of U.S. military equipment, vehicles of all sorts, aircraft, and of course, weapons. That disaster is lodged in the hearts of all Americans and the world forever. President Biden and Vice President Harris are simply national disgraces. They can't even speak coherently, and they make fools of all of us every day they're in power. They and the Democrats mock decency and civility, and they attack our national values, our way of life. They mean to destroy our Judeo-Christian culture, our heritage, and our history. They have corrupted every institution they now control. Whether the White House, Congress, or the Senate, the court system, most attorneys, the ABA, colleges, universities, nearly all professors, all are left-wing. Our public schools, the vast majority of teachers, entertainment, Hollywood, media, the vast majority of so-called journalists, and of course the corporations who employ them, big tech, social media, and Wall Street, all part of the Democratic power circle. And they use their power ruthlessly and never fear exposure because they own the media, the courts. The Marxist Dems never thought they'd have to explain their conspiracy to overthrow Donald Trump's presidency. They impeached him twice without any foundation or proof of anything. They investigated him for years and have never produced a single accusation that was true, a charge that wasn't a lie. And they persecuted him relentlessly and still do. They fear him mightily, and they rigged the election in 2020. And that's the subject of the important new documentary entitled Rigged, the story of how one oligarch's money changed the outcome of the 2020 election and how Joe Biden was elected president by a grand total margin of 42,000 votes over three states. And Rigged is produced by Citizens United and David Bossie, the president of Citizens United, Republican strategist and activist and great American, with us today to talk about how the Dems did it and about the terrific documentary which David Bossie produced, Rigged. David Bossie, we've known each other a long time. I've seen nearly, I think, everything that you've ever produced. I think this is probably the best documentary you've done, and you've done some amazing documentaries. It is bright, it is explanatory, and it is riveting. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, Lou. It's, these things take a lot of work. You've been in the television business a long time, and these are, you know, it's a great group of people that I have to work on these films. The dedication to these things, hard work, and the research. It's all about the research, and that's what matters.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Either you know what you're talking about or the rest of it doesn't matter at all. And you know what you're talking about, always do. And now you've got an important documentary out called Rigged. You've done a masterful job of pointing out something I think most Americans had no idea of, and that was the role of Mark Zuckerberg and the Democratic Party in turning convention on its head, rigging the election, certainly for the man in the basement who barely came out, Joe Biden.
Yeah, it's such a big story. And, you know, just to put it in perspective, it's very much like the Hunter Biden laptop story, where Joe Biden and all of his folks, Lou, for the last several years have said this was a lie. Joe Biden himself on the stage at the debate facing Donald Trump and the American people said that the Hunter Biden laptop story was a Russian plant story, and the mainstream media shut down the story. Big tech shut down that story. Big tech doesn't want anyone to know about this story either. Mark Zuckerberg, who is a pal of Silicon Valley, right? He lives out there. The Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan, gave over $400 million through their initiative to these two 501c3s, these two charitable organizations, and that those organizations funneled the money into the different secretaries of state and local county offices not for television ads, not for campaigning, but totally off the books money spent, Lou, for the employees and the equipment that would be counting the votes and using it to work on the absentee ballots, the write-in, the mail-in ballots, the drop boxes. That's what they were doing in heavily Democrat areas all across this country, and that's what Rigged is all about. And people can go to rigged2020.com and watch it for themselves. But I got to tell you, it was such an eye-opening experience for me to just figure out and follow the money ourselves, because the Zuckerberg defenders, boy, they're relentless. And they'll tell you any tale you're willing to hear.
But the thing I like so well in the construction of the documentary, you personally begin with laying out the issue. 42,000 votes, maybe, in three different states. In Arizona, 10,000 votes. In Wisconsin, 11,000 votes. In Georgia, 22,000, arguably, votes. That's incredible. We're talking about 42,000 votes that determined the winner of the 2020 election. And every one of those looked like it was a red state going in, and all hell broke loose the next morning.
Yeah, you couldn't be any more right, Lou. Let me just put it in perspective for folks listening. The Democrat National Committee in the 2019-2020 presidential election cycle, television commercials, radio, digital, staff, overhead, offices across the country, in 2 years, spent $461 million. Mark Zuckerberg spent $400 million just on a get-out-the-vote effort, predominantly for Joe Biden, and he spent it in the last 120 days, and he did it off the books using these two 501c3s, which Lou, my team uncovered all of this in the organizations, the Center for Tech and Civic Life, one of these 501c3s. They filed their IRS 990s, their tax forms, just in January, just 90 days ago. So at the end of January. So we have, this is all brand new. The media has not covered this. They have not even looked into this, let alone cover it.
Well, we know why, because we have to put it all in perspective. The fact is the corporate media is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Marxist Democratic Party. There's just no way around that. The government is controlled by Democrats in every aspect. The deep state, the permanent bureaucracy is Marxist left wing. They're not just Democrats. They are hardline leftists. And so is now Wall Street. So is corporate America. When we look at what is happening in human resource divisions around throughout corporate America, it's CTL, it's ESG, it's equity. It is the Marxist playbook being offered out across the country, whether you're in business, whether you're in government, whether you're in upper education or K through 12, you're being indoctrinated right now by the left. So the power resides with the left and the Republican National Committee in particular.
Hey, you know what? Like every organization, there are some good folks and some competent folks. And then there's a bunch of folks who fill the place.
Donald Trump started warning everybody about the election in May of 2020. The RNC assured me personally. Those rhinos to a person assured me personally time and time again that they knew what was happening on the ground. They had more lawyers than the Democrats on the ground. They had it cased. And you know what? I couldn't find a single state where they knew what they were talking about. And yeah, when we talk about Wisconsin and Georgia and Arizona, they were outsmarted by David Plouffe. Yep. And, you know, Obama's election guru,
campaign.
He wrote a book, How to Beat Trump, and no one paid any attention.
You're exactly right. Look, we were outmaneuvered. We were outsmarted. We were outworked. We were outfunded.
Yep.
And all of those things led. And think about this, Lou. If Mark Zuckerberg doesn't spend $400 million for the old geezer hiding in his basement who can't even, you know, fill up, remember the old circles that he used to have in the parking lots, and, you know, they couldn't even get anybody to turn out in any state, let alone the battleground states.
But you're talking about the circles in the parking lot. That is the first time in American history that we had social distancing for automobiles. It was something to behold. Why? When I watched it, I thought, how could this guy win the presidency? He's got social distancing with an audience in their car, automobiles. You know,
it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. Stunning. But that's why inside of this film, we have people like Newt Gingrich and many others who say it wasn't just stolen on Election Day. It was rigged before Election Day, which is what this film it articulates. It's what we prove. It's the facts and evidence, Lou, that you and I and many others have been thirsting for the last 18 months to try and figure out what the heck happened. And look, Mark Zuckerberg is a smart guy. He claims that it was done through these nonpartisan organizations. And let's just talk about that for a second, because you just hit it on the head. He hired David Plouffe. The Chan Zuckerberg's chief strategist is David Plouffe, Barack Obama's campaign manager. It's outrageous. And CTCL, okay, which is the Center for Tech and Civic Life, an organization that nobody's ever heard of before now, in 2019, I'm sorry.
It sounds like a cult. Center for Tech and Civic Life, and it sounds so benign, doesn't it?
Right.
It's a new age cult, was it effective, as your documentary Rigged demonstrates throughout.
So CTCL, Lou, in 2019 had a $1 million budget. In 2020, they had a $328 million budget. Okay. And the two people who run it the two people who run the Center for Tech and Civic Life, Tiana Epps Johnson and Donnie Bridges, came out of the New Organizing Institute, which is a socialist left-wing propaganda machine. And the Washington Post called that organization, the New Organizing Institute, the Democrat Party's Hogwarts of digital wizardry.
Right.
These guys knew what they were doing, down to a science. They're very good, very competent people. And what they did is, that's who David Plouffe's, as the chief strategist, that's where the Chan Zuckerberg initiative gave $327 million to this organization. And so it's like a big Republican donor creating an organization and putting Dave Bossie in charge of it and telling the media it's nonpartisan. It's not credible, right? I'm a conservative activist, and nobody's going to believe that I'm just one day wake up and I'm nonpartisan. It's just
you mean to say, you know, David Plouffe and David Bossie are partisans?
Imagine that.
These are hardline Marxists being trained and being recruited and dispersed across the country. And we need to sort of explain where it's located in a land far, far away. Hogwarts Academy is based where? In Chicago, Illinois. And who's ground is that? Barack Obama. What a coincidence.
Yeah, you're right. And look, let me just say for a moment that Zuckerberg's defenders, as far as this CTCL is concerned, Zuckerberg's defense, they gave out 2,500 grants. They gave out the $327 million in about 2,500 grants. And they claim, a majority of those grants were given out to Republican Trump red counties or districts.
Uh-huh.
And my answer is, I don't care. I don't care, because I care about the money, not the amount of grants. $5,000 and $10,000 doesn't impact an election in a county or in a state. But what we did in analysis, when we did the audit, we found 160 grants of $400,000 or more, totaling some $272 million. And an incredibly 92%, Lou, of the $270 million, 92% of that went to jurisdictions carried by Joe Biden. Now, that is devastating when you then go and look at where that money was spent.
92% of the money in the grants that mattered went to Democrats to support their turnout, to feed their drop boxes, to run up the score on the absentee ballots, which just coincidentally all came in about the same time the next morning. But it, what was it? 1:30 to 4:30. I mean, all of a sudden this stuff is dropping and the president's leads were wiped out in Arizona, in Wisconsin, in the state of Georgia, all of which he had won.
There's no question. And the funds that were used, just to continue your point, it was used to increase mail-in voting, drop boxes, to hire and train poll workers, to expand voter registration efforts, to encourage people to vote by mail early. This was just where a huge majority of the money went to. And by the way, I forgot, all this money was given under the guise of COVID safety. This was supposed to be for masks and PPE and plexiglass. And even NPR said only very small, and when I say very small, single digits, 1-3% of the money actually did go for that, which, hey, fine, whatever. I don't know that it was necessary, but sure, spend the money on that stuff. Here, all the money went to the things I just talked about. It was devastating, because they had people dedicated to Joe Biden's victory and Donald Trump's defeat running this effort.
Well, everyone, I say everyone, but I think most of us who supported Donald Trump in that election are sitting there stunned, because as we look what's happening around the country, we're seeing these coincidences of states simultaneously discovering new ballots. We're watching people dragging their little boxes full of ballots around. We're we start hearing that there are drop boxes in Georgia. I didn't know about drop boxes, and I didn't know about the consent decree that required you not to be able to. I didn't know this aspect of it, that you couldn't challenge the vote in certain instances, and that was one of them. The Republicans went in, the state parties went in as if they thought, well, you know what, let's let them tie both of our hands behind our back and they'll put a blindfold over us. And guess what? We weren't so bright to begin with, so it's over before it begins.
Yeah, no, man, it's so frustrating. I just making this movie made my blood boil because I now understand after making this movie what President Trump saw firsthand. When he says the election was stolen, when it was rigged before Election Day, this is exactly what he was talking about. And Lou, let me just give you a few numbers for your sure. for your audience to really understand and put it in perspective. In Arizona, in the funded districts versus the unfunded districts, okay? Right. So the Zuckerberg funded counties. In Arizona, it's counties. Some states, it's districts. But in Arizona, it was done by county. So in the funded counties with the Zuckerberg money versus the unfunded counties, Biden outperformed Hillary Clinton's 2016 vote totals by an incredible 700,000 votes. Lou, 700,000 votes in the Zuckerberg funded counties versus the unfunded counties. And the amount of money that Zuckerberg spent in Arizona, 76% of that money went to counties carried by Joe Biden. This right. money was used in a devastatingly effective way. And just to put it in perspective, folks, because Lou talked about it earlier, is that 700,000 votes in Arizona over Hillary Clinton's, when Joe Biden's hiding in the basement and can't fill the 8 circles, right, in the parking lot, he outperforms her by 700,000 votes. They only won. I'm putting one in quotes here. They only won by 10,000 votes. And so think about
it for the entire state, for the entire right. state.
Right. Think about how much they lose by, Lou, if this Zuckerberg money doesn't impact the election.
It really makes you want to have a grand jury convened and go after the issue of, how is this a nonprofit restricted in its influence on politics? It's supposed to be completely apolitical.
That's right.
Are the money? I'd love to see their tax if it's a tax deduction for the Zuckerbergs. There has to be a crime in this. There has to be. Otherwise, there's no sense to the nonprofit laws at all.
That's right. And so let me just say a couple of things. One is Jeff Landry, the amazing, tremendous attorney general of Louisiana, is the only attorney general in the United States that has an open investigation into the Center for Tech and Civic Life. And he filed that back in October, Lou, when he saw, long before anybody else, he saw Zuckerberg's money flowing into Louisiana. And he said, we're not having that. So he filed a case. That case was put to the trial court. He lost in the trial court. And then he appealed it. And just 1 week ago today, he won at the state appeals court in Louisiana, 3-0 decision. And now, beginning in the next week or two, he gets to get into discovery of CTCL, getting their emails and text messages and phone records and bank records. And he is going to, if this investigation moves forward, as it will, but it gets into those facts and details, he's going to have a blueprint for how they did it. And so we will learn. It's going to take obviously several more months, but it is going to, it also allows other states' attorneys general, if they have the courage, to watch what he is doing and mirror it in their states. First.
Go ahead. And let me interject here. In Wisconsin, that's not going to happen. And the reason it's not going to happen is the governor and the attorney general are Democrats. They've already told every county clerk the lawyer up. In the special counsel, Michael Gabelman, who appears as one of the centerpieces of your
of the film,
great,
yes.
of your great documentary, Rigged. There's a battleground state now called Wisconsin that is truly at war because the Democratic Party is trying to shut down all of the investigation. No one wants to let this thing get out of control in the Democratic Party, and they're fighting Gabelman every step of the way, and they are attacking him through the newspapers there, the television stations. It is a microcosm of what is happening nationwide here. So everything that you're doing with this documentary will be helpful to truth in the state of Wisconsin.
Michael Gabelman is an amazing patriot, somebody who was a Supreme Court justice, a serious person, non-political. And all of a sudden, he has just been thrust into this investigation and been attacked by the left for uncovering the truth and asking simple, logical questions that the people of Wisconsin want to know the answers to. And he's a star of this film. And I got to tell you, I just got to meet him for the first time the other day. And I just got to be honest, he's an impressive fella.
Just so you know, David, the audience knows him because he was on our show about a week ago.
Oh, terrific.
And he laid out what he's contending with there, that battle. It's stunning stuff. And he is a great American.
Louis calls it a bribery, an election bribery scheme in Wisconsin. Look, he has an election bribery scheme he's alleging in Wisconsin. Jeff Landry's got an open investigation in Louisiana. These things are going to take time, but I believe that we'll get to the bottom of it. But let's just look at this. Where's Nancy Pelosi and the Attorney General of the United States in opening an investigation into this when all of these articles are talking about what happened with these, to your point, these 501c3s running this money through David Plouffe and others, these left-wing activists who are in charge of putting this money forward to affect our elections, and they put their thumb on the scale long before Election Day, and that's why Donald Trump is not president right now.
It is, and there is a corollary. As we discussed, you put it in nicer terms, my terms were lazy and stupid when describing the RNC. The Republican Party and its leadership, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, all of them, walking right into the teeth of this. The Trump campaign, they let down the president badly here. They're supposed to have very sophisticated data managers and divers in that campaign, Brad Parscale, the whole bunch, to walk into this buzzsaw and not have anticipated it, not know what's going on, not having intelligence on what was happening is inexcusable. So there's a lot of blame to go around. But the dark forces of the Democratic Party, they are at work here, the Obama.
They'll never stop, and influence. They'll never stop.
Yep. And not unless somebody musters the courage to say that rhinos are no longer welcome in the Republican Party, that we are not going to put up with treating the RNC like it's a damn bank. As long as that's its principal function, it's going to die. The DNC, by contrast, say what you will about the fact that they cheat, they lie, and they steal. The fact is they're being active in support of their candidates. And the RNC looks like a Republican damn country club circa 1950. It's stupid, it's inexcusable, and it's got to change, David, don't you think?
Well, it certainly does, and I hope that it is. And let me just say this, as to your point, if we don't do a better job at the RNC this year. Now, remember, in 2020, there was a presidential campaign that was running its national campaign in conjunction with the RNC. Mm-hmm. This year, in the midterms, there is no national campaign. So it's really even more important that the RNC is working diligently, hard, smart, with its eyes wide open, looking, trying to see around corners as to what is coming. Because as we shine the light on the Zuckerberg money, maybe they can't do it again this way, but they're going to try it a different way, Lou. And you and I both know it. So we have to be looking around. We have to see around corners to be able to prevent the fraud, because that's what they're going to do. And let me just say this. Because of the Zuckerberg money, now 12 states have passed laws that have now closed the loopholes, made it illegal for private funding like Zuckerberg's to come in and affect their elections. Five other states have passed the laws, but those Democrat governors in those five states vetoed it. Why? I wonder why. But that's because they want to be able to do it again.
They're Democrats.
They want to do. They want to do it again. That's the only. Because Lou, who wants to vote? Who wants to go vote for higher gas prices, higher food prices, weakness at home and abroad, crime crisis, open borders? You and I talk about this all the time on these about these issues. Nobody wants to vote for that. The only way they can win is by scaring their base into it, and to their hardcore base, and being able to be. Using tricks and dead of the night activities like this one was. This has to stop, but the RNC must be the backbone of it this year, because there's no overriding campaign to do it.
May I argue with you?
Sure.
I wouldn't give the RNC a dime, period. I wouldn't give them a nickel. I would never trust them. I would want them, if I'm running for office and I'm running in the for a congressional seat or a state representative, whatever it might be, I don't want the RNC near me. I want smart people on the ground who know their communities, their neighborhoods, and precincts, and can deliver. I want grassroots. And I want to tell the national RNC right now, go to hell. We don't need you. I don't want you. And just get out of the way. There's an old expression. I used to work for a fella whose favorite expression was lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Yep.
To the RNC, I say, get the hell out of the way. Yeah, and that's it. Donald Trump is the best president this country's ever had, in my opinion. And they let him down. His campaign let him down. And all of you, you know, don't get me started, I guess is what I'd better say at this point. It's just awful. I expect this of the Democrats. I expect them to be smart. I expect them to outwork us. What I don't expect is for these rhinos to continue to just contaminate the party. If they want to twiddle their thumbs, sit on their hands, I don't know, just suck air through their teeth all day and then just go to a nice cocktail party and raise $100,000, you know, that's good on you. But that's not the way politics ought to be operating right now. We had a president who was a man of the people. He was a billionaire populist. And that's a great contradiction, except for him, it was the truth. And he was the truth. He did more than anybody could imagine. And now we've got the Republican Party and candidates, by the way, who are saying they're not America first. They're advertising it in some instances. I think every one of them should lose. And the RNC and the Kevin McCarthy's of the world who don't set up and stand up for this president, Mitch McConnell, who does worse, actually actively works against him in his agenda. The Republican Party's got to find out who it is. And the only way they'll find out is come November. They've got to work for the trust of the American people. It's not going to be just because Biden is an impaired old geezer, as you put it. We got to do more. Your thoughts?
No, the only guy that outworks me is Donald Trump. And that guy works harder than anybody. I don't care. The entire RNC, the entire campaign, they couldn't keep up with Donald Trump. And in 2016, it was the reason that he won. He connected with the forgotten men and women that you and I talked to so many times over the years and talk about so many times. But that's how he did it. He did it with hard work, ferocity of message, focus, discipline. And in 2020, we did.
And by the way, David, we could say it out loud. Donald Trump is the smartest president we've ever had, certainly in modern history. He is smarter than the bunch of them. And nobody ever wants to credit him. He is the smartest guy.
And it's to his benefit, actually, because they understand the depth of his knowledge. And he actually wins. He wins a lot. When he was president, they underestimated him at their own peril. And so I could not agree with you more that he is, one of, if not the smartest presidents to ever hold that office.
You know, one of the little tests that I like to run with the rhinos who have the misfortune to talk with me is, just tell me what he was wrong about. Just tell me what he had wrong. Tell me what's wrong with America first. What's wrong with manufacturing coming back to America? Oh, by the way, how's that supply chain disruption going there, fellas?
That's right.
It's exactly what he warned about. And creating energy independence. What's wrong with that right now as we pump, our wallets into our gas tanks? It's so amazing that in your documentary, you point out exactly how they did it. By the way, I've got to just tell you, folks, when you see David's documentary, Rigged, and by the way, I am told that we have just put it up, LouDobbs.com will have the box for you. I don't even know what it's called. To click on it and to buy the movie. I urge you all to do so. And by the way, we don't make a dime on it here on the Great America Show. We're doing it because we think it's that important to public service to see.
I appreciate that. And I got to tell you, thank you for that. And I also want people to know the movie's $4.99. So we are charging, obviously we have to charge something, but we're not trying to make money. We're trying to make money back so we can educate more people. That's really what the film's about. It's an education, and we need as many people to see it as possible.
Well, let me ask you a question, and God bless you for doing it. I mean, you know that I'm a big fan of yours and your documentaries. Tell me, have you sent it to the RNC? Did Ronna McDaniel get a free copy?
So I'm actually showing it. I'm actually screening the film at the RNC meeting on Tuesday in Memphis at the next meeting, which happens to be next Tuesday. So they haven't seen it yet unless they've gone on to rigged2020.com and ordered it themselves. But I'm showing it to the entire RNC next week, and I'm hopeful that the state party chairman, the national committee men and national committee women from every state are going to take it back with them to make sure, because our base knows what happened. Our base understands it. And this film gives them the facts and evidence to say, here is what we've been talking about for the last 18 months. This proves it. And this is why Donald Trump says these things. And it is going, I hope that this movie has a huge impact in changing the way America sees what happened 18 months ago.
As always, our guest gets the last word. I don't like that convention, but nonetheless, it's all yours. Take it away.
Hey, Lou, first of all, thank you very much for having me and discussing the film. Go to rigged2020.com, get a look at it. Go to Lou's website, get a look at it. This film is important. We must educate the American people so that we can tell everyone what happened in 2020, why we say it was rigged and stolen. And two, we want to be able to make sure it doesn't happen again in the midterms this November or in 2024. If they can't steal it, I don't think they can beat us. So we have to work hard, but we have to work smart.
Absolutely. And no one is any harder working or smarter than David Bossie. And he proves it again in the new documentary, Rigged. David said, all of those outlets and LouDobbs.com will get you to the movie as well. David Bossie, thanks so much for being with us, and God bless you for all you do. We're appreciative.
Thank you, Lou. I really appreciate it. Great to be with you.
David Bossie, president of Citizens United, and we recommend highly David's documentary, Rigged. It's available online now. Go to rigged2020.com. That's rigged2020.com. Also available on our website, LouDobbs.com, and we thank you for being with us. Here tomorrow, Mark Morgan. former Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection under President Donald Trump. An estimated 500,000 illegal immigrants are expected to be crossing our undefended southern border each and every month beginning in May. It is obviously a national crisis, and to be clear, it is a national crisis created by President Biden, his administration, the Marxist Dems. Please join us tomorrow for all of that for Mark Morgan. Till then, God bless you and God bless America.